This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
And we're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of the USA Prepares. News in a Flash continues with Rich Sheehan. Rich?
Vince, thank you. This is so important. I really appreciate you allowing me to give our listeners this information in this perilous time, not just in America, but regarding humanity. Worldwide, this is very serious, and you need to take it serious. You need to read, research, and verify people. Please. Next article. COVID-19 variant shed by vaccinated people spreads like chickenpox. CDC document suggests. Next. Medical tsunami. Medical industry collapse now imminent in the U.S. with mandatory blood clots regarding the COVID death jabs for healthcare workers. People, I'm not making up these articles. They're all published articles in the public domain. There's a reason why I'm redundant on this statement. Next, Minnesota woman and Christian missionary has her legs amputated after taking the Pfizer jab, and she may also lose her hands. Not making this up. Next, GOP senators reveal contents of redacted Fauci letter from HHS, which is Health and Human Services, hid his collaboration with Dr. Daszak and the Wuhan lab. Hid it. Next, I wish I had more time. CDC faked COVID testing protocol by using human cells mixed with common cold virus fragments. This is why they're getting rid of the PCR tests. Everything that's happened so far is based on a test that's fraudulent. Even the inventor of it said it. That's why he got whacked. The PCR test, you can get any outcome you want by changing the unit of measure. Next, speaking of fake, massive 300% spike in COVID-19 deaths recorded by Johns Hopkins University. And guess why that is, people? More fake news. That's right. They use old data to skew the outcome. Read the article, please. Next, last year, Nancy Pelosi told the federal government, you cannot require somebody to be vaccinated because it's a matter of privacy. Not only is it a HIPAA regulation, which is supposed to be confidentiality. It's against the Nuremberg Code. It's against the Geneva Convention. It's against the Hippocratic Oath. This is about as illegal as you could get every minute of the day, people. This is desperation. And you're going to find out why in a second here. Next, emergency alert. British government warns COVID vaccine-induced mutations may kill 2.6 billion people. Are you hearing me, people? Next. Why? People are always asking, why do the globalists, the Marxists, the Democrats, why do they want to vaccinate everybody? And the reason is, and I've read this in many articles, and I've mentioned this to you before, but it's basically if the unvaxxed stay unvaxxed, they're going to serve as evidence of the crimes of the elite, of the Democrats, of the powers that be, because everybody else is going to be getting sick and dying. That's what this article says. Next, CDC now pushing for nationwide mandatory vaccine tracking database of all Americans, even after admitting the vaccine is failing. Next, mother of 21-year-old who died after HPV vaccine, Merck filed false report, and then the CDC failed to investigate. It doesn't matter now what vaccine it is, folks. The agenda is obvious. I mean, if you, every baby in the forest can see what the agenda is. That's why I went through the whole agenda, including depopulation, during this program. Next, quote, greatest cover-up of all time. Basically, the House Republicans conclude that COVID-19 came from the Wuhan lab. Everybody knows it. We've given tons of information because the powers that be don't want you to know that this was all planned. Okay, I'm going to do, I deleted or omitted a bunch of articles because of time, folks. So I'm going to go into a little bit of election fraud here. CCP chairman Jack Sellers, of course, he's the chairman of the county. Anyway, he basically says that he delivered a letter to the Senate after defiance of the subpoenas. And Senator Wendy Rogers, who's a hero, calls for treason charges. It's unbelievable, the lawlessness, the corruption in our country. And Twitter, regarding Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, and Pennsylvania, they're suspending all accounts from those states. Imagine my shock. Next, Maryland. Voter Integrity Group finds serious anomalies in four Maryland counties. You think? Next, Voter Integrity Project, 157,000-plus illegal ballots cast in Wisconsin presidential election. Even Wisconsin, you've been played. They say you don't matter. How do you like that? Are you angry yet, America? Next, two firms hired to perform forensic audit by state officials are not independent auditors, but work on the behalf of the voting machine companies. It's all scam. It's all fraud. It's all rigged. Every last little bit of it. Next, voter fraud alert. DOJ threatens states. Next, Biden DOJ steps in, issues guidelines cautioning states performing audits on election results. Well, read the Constitution, you morons. You're not supposed to do that. It's illegal. The state legislatures are in charge. I can't even believe the lawlessness and corruption in this country. Can't believe it. Wow. Next, whatever happened to hard drives, computers, and flash drives with voter data that was confiscated by the FBI in Arizona? Wow. Our own people who we pay through tax dollars are throwing the American people under the bus. Look, if you're with the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, any three-letter organization, the IRS, you have to come clean. You're going to be arrested for aiding and abetting. You have to be a whistleblower. We need heroes. If any of you in these departments, in these agencies are listening, please, I beg you, America needs you to come forward. Next. Milwaukee Elections Executive Woodall Vogue, who laughed about the election steal on election night, was caught handing sensitive election data to liberal groups. How do you like that, people? Next, Dominion voting machines arrive in Ohio County costing $6.17 million up front by you, the taxpayers. And I'm going to talk about how you're spending your money in the future later in this broadcast. Machines include software. Are you sitting down to evaluate voter intent? Think about that. Software to evaluate voter intent. What a scam. What a scam. Man, what disrespect to all of our combat soldiers who died, fought, and bled for this country. What disrespect. They just want you, these people, they want you to take your pictures down of your veterans, of your soldiers, of the people who died and bled and fought for us. They want you to take your pictures down. They want you to forget about them. They want you to spit on their graves. That's what these people want you to do. Next, Jennifer Morrell from the Elections Group turned up in several states, now seen partying with Dominion executives Eric Coomer. What a pathetic person. Next, Senator John Barrasso, Democrats' number one goal is passing S1, where you don't need to have voter ID anymore. Again, more rigging of the elections. Next, election expert Seth Keschel releases national fraud numbers. You ready for this, people? Finds 8.1 million excess votes in the U.S. election. Affirms Trump won Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, and Minnesota. Are you hearing me, folks? If we allow this to continue, we will be an official third world banana republic failed state. It's up to we, the people, to make the difference. Next, COVID rules are for the little people. Obama to hold lavish 60th birthday party, bash for himself at Martha's Vineyard with over 200 staff and 475 guests. Hypocrisy. Double standards. Do you think COVID really matters, people? Why are they bringing in all these illegal immigrants by the millions? And I'm going to talk about those articles coming up real shortly. Next, firearm confiscation imminent. Language just changed overnight in Canada for the legislation of gun confiscation. Canadian brothers and sisters, you're about to be taken down. Next, Trudeau's, this is Canada's PM, bail-in law to allow banks to confiscate your deposits. This is total tyranny. This is USSR. This is Nazi Germany. This is Mao. This is Pol Pot. This is Bolshevik. This is everything rolled into one. This is why I spent so much time over the years quoting and paraphrasing Marx, Alinsky, Cloward and Piven, the Frankfurt School, to try to wake as many people up as possible. Well, it's here. Next, Biden administration is releasing illegal migrants without court dates, and they're disappearing. Next, Delta, American, United Airlines are providing African migrants with free flights to the U.S. Let me repeat that again. Delta, American, United are providing African migrants free flights to the U.S. It's not free. You're paying for it. Unvetted for skill sets, unvetted for crimes, unvetted for diseases. Never mind. Forget about COVID and its variants with 99.7 or 99.9% survival rate. We're talking TB. We're talking hepatitis. We're talking AIDS. We're talking Ebola. It doesn't matter. Because it's a takedown, people. You've been conned. You've been played. You've been used. You've been duped. You still think it's about equality, fairness, tolerance? Still think that? Inclusion? No. It's a takedown. It's a takeover. It's a consolidation of power, money, control. Congratulations. You've been had. We'll be right back after this break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Eben is presenting News in a Flash. Rich, please continue.
Thank you so much, Vince. I really appreciate it. And again, I apologize for taking so much airtime, but this is such important information. All right, next article, people. Government agency wastes $143 billion on Medicaid overpayments in 2019 and 2020. Basically, wasted Medicaid overpayments, that's welfare, okay? A lot of those are illegal immigrants. Speaking of illegal immigrants, 50,000 illegal aliens who crossed the border released into the U.S. without a court date, no mandatory vaccinations. Let me repeat that. No mandatory vaccinations. Let me say it a different way. No mandatory vaccinations. No contact tracing. No vetting for diseases or skill sets or crimes. And by the way, did I say no mandatory vaccinations? That's why the UN papers and all the papers from the Davos group is admitted that this is replacement population. Do I have your attention, please? Forget about the moratorium on renters. They don't care if they're out in the streets by the millions, as long as they're Americans. Do you get it? You get it? Next, Biden's DOJ drops charges against Chinese spies in the U.S., but still holds patriotic Americans in the gulags in Washington, D.C. Next, as millions of Americans face homelessness, Joe Biden laughs as he flies illegal aliens around the country and puts them in hotels, gives them debit cards, gives them cash. But if you're an American, that's okay. You can be homeless. You could become a drug addict. That's okay. Next, National Police Association slams Pelosi's January 6th dog and pony shows, calls for investigation of the George Floyd riots that resulted in 1,000 times more damage. Now, how many times did you hear this on the mainstream media, people, where the National Police Association slams Pelosi? 1,000 times more damage with Blantifa. But you don't hear that, do you? No. Next, billions for border crossing, zero for border wall, even though it's in the contract and our taxpayer dollars are paying for the border wall, but it's not being constructed. Next, Department of Homeland Security deports 147 illegals, but they allow 135,000 to cross the border in June. There is supposed to be a minimum of 2 million unvetted illegal immigrants coming into this country by the end of the year. Next, CNN just declared that unvaccinated people should be starved to death. Remember I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast that Don Lemon said that the vax shouldn't be able to work or buy food. That's code for no nutrition, no antibodies, more parasites, more autoimmune disease, meaning that you're susceptible to death around every corner. You got to translate, people. Next, Republicans reps denied entry into D.C. jail holding January 6th defendants. Remember, I think it was Getz, Green, Gohmert, a couple others. They were denied entry to check on their health. This is USSR. This is Nazi. You see what's happening in Germany? They literally are bringing back the brown shirts. They are Gestapo. They're SS. Germany has brought back Nazism. Wrap your head around that. And it's happening all around Europe. Next, amnesty for millions of illegals inside infrastructure bill. People, the infrastructure bill is 2,700 pages long. It's impossible to read. Impossible. Next. Second eyewitness steps forward confirming Capitol Hills police killed Trump supporter Roseanne Boylan, then attacked the people who were trying to help her. I wish I had more time. Next, climate change hardliners Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, who brag about how great they are about climate change, was caught on a vacation on a $130 million carbon-spewing super yacht. Hypocrisies and double standards, folks. We can do our own broadcast just
now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A new report out of Washington is claiming American officials did a great deal of helping with the cover-up of COVID's origins. Republican Congressman Daryl Issa on Newsmax.
All facts tell us that there's a very high chance that this was, in fact, accidentally released through carelessness or some other activity from the Wuhan facility and covered up starting in September of 2019 by both Chinese and American officials. That's really where the facts lead. And it's that last part, that American officials did a great deal of helping with the cover-up, that concerns us the most.
The federal eviction moratorium expired over the weekend, but if and when people could be evicted varies greatly depending on the laws where they live. If you live in a community that has no COVID-19 protection still in place, it could be a matter of days or weeks. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Many employers across America are requiring their employees be vaccinated. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
With the rise of COVID infections due to the Delta variant, many businesses are rethinking their plans to return their workforces to the office. Last week, Google and Facebook became the first large Silicon Valley firms to require their employees to get vaccinated before coming back to the office. The Walt Disney Corporation has also said that all employees in the U.S. who are working on-site will have to get their shots. Dr. Celine Gounder says that vaccination remains the easiest way to control the pandemic in the workplace. The NYU epidemiologist tells CNBC that with enough vaccination, we could turn COVID into a much milder illness, like the flu.
This really comes down to whether your workforce is vaccinated. Vaccination is the way out of this pandemic. Some people have compared COVID to the flu. That is not a correct comparison, but we could turn COVID into something much more mild, like the flu, through vaccination. So if you're able to get your workforce vaccinated, I think it's a completely different calculation than if you're not.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The CDC warned on Monday against travel to Greece, Ireland, Iran, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and other locations because of a rising number of COVID-19 cases in those places. Some of the other locations being raised to CDC's level 4 avoid travel include Libya, Kazakhstan, Andorra, Malta, and Isle of Man between England and Ireland. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you heard the bottom of the hour news, he heard that the current findings are that the China virus was manufactured by the Chinese in Wuhan, in the Wuhan lab, and that it was possibly accidentally released. About 17 months ago, I said that, this is close to day one, I said that the virus was a bioweapon. It was man-made, and it was either accidentally or deliberately released by the Chinese and or by the Chinese and the Americans. And the news just said that This was covered up by the Chinese and the Americans. There you have it. You got that from USA Prepares 17 months ago. The United States government and the Chinese have been doing everything they can and could to prevent you from knowing the truth. I said that it was deadly, it was dangerous, and it was real. The virus is a killer. It doesn't kill everybody, but even those who get it and survive it have not said, boy, that's no big deal. Yeah, some people say it's no worse than a bad case of the flu. But you remember when people used to get a bad case of the flu, they would tell you that they thought they were going to die? Well, I can tell you that one of your instructors, well, it's just down the road from me, Stuart. Rich, you know Stuart. He's been to your ranch out there in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
He's still having a tough time. Great guy. He's still having a tough time. He told me, and he told the class, and he told Dr. Shuley he did everything right. He followed the instructions. He followed the instructions of the VA. He's a veteran. And they said you need this vaccine. So he got number one, Pfizer one. He got Pfizer two, and he got sick. He was sick for a couple days and couldn't work. Ultimately, he recovered. Weeks later, he got full-blown COVID. And that was like over a month ago. He is still tired all the time. How do I know? I call him up all the time. So there are lessons to be learned here. The media lies, the government lies, the Chinese lie. And on Thursday, I'm going to tell you a story that you won't believe about Chinese products. You know I hammer them when they deserve it. And I'm going to tell you a story you just won't believe. Kathy will be with me on Thursday, and I'll tell you the story. So I don't want to take the time now. It's going to take a full segment to tell the story. Rich, please continue.
Thank you so much, sir, for allowing me to, again, exercise my First Amendment rights that so many fought, bled, and died for. Okay, next article. 85% of manufacturers are reporting rising prices. Even the U.S. Department of Commerce, the Bureau of Economic Analysis, and the Congressional Budget Office are releasing reports proving that the economy is in a massive downturn as per quarter two, admitting inflation, admitting in GDP growth suffering. Look, this is all. That's why I go over the agenda like I did briefly today. This is all planned, all of it, all of it. COVID, everything, it's all planned for the reset. It's all connected. We have connected these dots a gazillion times on this broadcast over the years, especially lately. All right. Next article. Meanwhile, Communist China is buying up America's farmland. You see how this works, people? Just like the 200 other companies like BlackRock buying up all the single-family homes. It's so they can put in the illegal immigrants who aren't getting mandated vaccines, and the Americans go on the street and most likely die, whether it be from the vaccine or homelessness. You see? Next, 10 Republicans back bill calling for audit of the CDC. CDC, my God, we need to audit the FDA, the NIH, Fauci's organization, the AMA, the IRS, the Fed, the Bank of International Settlements, the IRS. I mean, I could go on and on and on. It's corruption all the way down the line. And I don't just say this to say this. I've talked about so many articles about all the corruption, all the, oh my God, how they're getting away with literal murder. All right, pardon my sidebar here. Next, letter from January 6th witness on Capitol Police abuse. The police pushed men and women down the stairs backwards. Are you hearing me, people? Next, third D.C. Metro Police officer was a at the Capitol on January 6th dies by suicide. You could probably quote, put air quotes around suicide. I think there's four Capitol Police officers that died from suicide. And from what I'm reading, it's people who are about to come forward with new information to be whistleblowers to talk about the corruption that actually happened and the January 6th setup. So they're killing these people if the information I'm reading is correct. Probably will never get out. But people, just like Vince said, we've mentioned all this stuff that they're admitting now a year and a half ago. People, you cannot go to anything that has anything to do with modern-day politics. The Democrat Party and the RINOs sold you out. They're literally practicing treason and sedition. They're practicing it. It's like a vocation for these people. Next, newly released footage shows Capitol Police throwing flashbang grenades into a peaceful crowd on January 6th, triggering the response. You see how that works, people? And then they invite you into the Capitol. They unlock the magnetic doors. They pull apart all the barricades. This is all on video. They invite them in, and then they do this stuff so they can set them up. You see how that works, people? These people have absolutely total disregard to the combat soldiers who fought, bled, and died for this country. For those of you who have had people in the military who have fought, bled, and died, you have to ask yourself, why are they being demonized? Because these people, the Democrats and the RINOs, and the people who sold them out, are saying that they didn't exist. They're saying they died in vain. How do you like that, people? That's what they're saying. Next, I'm going to rape you like I rape my daughter. This is George Soros' right-hand man, Howard Rubin. He's already been accused and abusing six different women. Let me repeat his quote again. You ready, people? I'm going to rape you like I rape my daughter, unquote. If you think that these people, you know George Soros, the guy who's calling for depopulation along with Bill Gates, who's buying all of the machines and testing equipment to show you that you have COVID. Come on, people. You're not that dumb. These people are literally admitting to raping their kids, normalizing pedophilia, normalizing drag queen story hour. This is why I say to stand for principles. Very simple. Just three things on the base. The same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The second is truth. And the third is if someone has less consequences for their behavior, you get to do it too. And I don't mean raping daughters or young girls. That's why you've heard me use the term adult mutual consensual sex probably a million times on this broadcast. Next, Social Security's insolvency is bigger than climate change and COVID-19 combined, unquote. I want you to think about this, people. All the taxpayer money, your money, going to illegal immigrants, flying them around, giving them debit cards, giving them cash, giving them hotels, all the articles that I've mentioned published in the public domain. How about all the government workers who get 10 times the salary, the benefit package, the vacation, the pension that you get? But they're saying that Social Security is going to be insolvent. In other words, you're going to be left high and dry. How do you like that? Now, Vince, I know I mentioned a lot of articles today, and I know we're down to just a few minutes left in the broadcast. I think every article that I mentioned today, if I mentioned any of these 5 years ago, you would have kicked me off your broadcast. You would have said that I'm brain dead. You would have called me mentally ill. You would have said I'm bought and paid for and I'm pushing an agenda. Nobody would believe these articles published in the public domain that I've been mentioning over the past few months. Never mind today. These are all true.
I know you don't want to put words in my mouth. I know that. But I believe what you're saying is that these topics would have been very difficult for most people to believe. I believe that's what you're saying. Is that right?
To say the least.
Okay. Well, there's so many things that are happening. I was talking with Gwyneth on the phone yesterday, and I said the following, and I'd like to ask you this question. Quote, this is me saying this. Quote, I believe we have passed the point of no return. Economy, ethics, potable water, etc. End quote. And then I asked her for her comment. What are your thoughts, Rich? I'm being very, very serious.
I'll be honest with you. If I thought we were...
I hope you always are.
Yeah. I am. I don't believe in giving up. As you, I mean, you've known me for almost 11 years now.
Yeah.
I believe that we have to stand for principle. We have to stand for the rule of law. People are waking up. I have people coming to me every day. Women, mothers crying. My kids are not going to stand a chance. People are realizing. People are coming to me, Vince, and saying, Rich, everything you wrote in your book 10 years ago has turned out to be true. Everything. They're saying, and I'm not trying to brag here, folks. It's just that it was so obvious to see. You heard me give thousands of pieces of evidence that the rich are getting richer. And yet a lot of these people, you know, are just not well-read and researched, and they think it's still about equality, fairness, tolerance.
So what's the answer? Have we passed the point? Have we passed the point of no return?
I'm not going to give up. I don't think
I'm not either.
I agree. I think election fraud information is going to be the final. We have so much of it already, but Mike Lindell is going to show the cyber attacks, and I think we'll all be vindicated. We'll be right back, folks.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Watch it. God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, I'm just doing a quick calculation. I'll be right there. Goodbye. 128. Okay. So, Rich, is there a simple answer to the question I asked you about have we passed the point of no return? I'll give you my answer. My answer is, yes, we have. We've passed the point of no return. But I'm not going to give up, and I'm not going to give in. And the best that I can do, the very best that I can do, is help slow down the demolition of the United States of America. Your answer?
Well, yeah, look, how many times have you heard me talk about the delegitimization of work? While certain people feel entitled to demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group we're in. See, this is what happens when we also enable and protect the most corrupt in the country with liability immunity. We give free lunch to the elite. Is the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the FDA, the WHO, the CDC, the NIH, are they doing their job? No. That work has been delegitimized. This is why we need to stand up. We need to do our jobs. The people who should be doing their jobs are not. That's especially big corporations and government. They're colluding with China and the big, basically we've turned into a criminal rogue, not just the intelligence agencies, not just the sham court system. Everything and everybody is protecting the elite, but they're practicing treason and sedition, corruption, racketeering, espionage, receiving kickbacks under the guise of foreign aid. It's all a scam. It's all corrupt. It's all designed to take America down with censorship, surveillance, setups to eliminate freedom and liberty and control the people. If people...
Okay, Rich, so the bottom line is, I'm trying to cut to the chase. So you agree that with me, is that right?
I do, but I'm not going to give up. People would just do
okay.
their job.
Wait a minute. I said I was not going to give up, and I was not going to give in. But we've passed the point of no return.
I agree with that.
Okay. So, and class, so now that we've established that, I'd like to, would it be okay with you if I just made a point? It's going to take 2 minutes.
Vince, this is your broadcast. I've taken 99% of it, so please feel free to do whatever you want to do in the last few seconds.
Okay. All right. So, class, I talked about the American Community Survey distributed by the United States Census Bureau. It's a 48-page survey. Now, I'm not going to tell you whether I've received it or not. But I will tell you this, at least at this point I'm not going to tell you, but I'll tell you this, that 3.5 million homes or addresses in the United States, or households, 3.5 million households have received this out of 128 million households. That means 2.73% of the households have received this 48-page invasion of privacy. So, you know, if I were, well, let me ask Rich, how many Puerto Ricans live at your place, Rich? Whose business is it? How many Puerto Ricans or Mexicans or Cubans?
It's nobody's business. And this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to set you up some way, somehow. Any little bit of information you give them, they're going to use against you.
I agree. I would just say
take the Fifth Amendment and say, it's none of your business. It's illegal to ask those questions and leave it there. Mm-hmm.
That is one approach. Here's another approach, and I just wrote this down. So I could take the approach and plead the Fifth Amendment, absolutely.
Or
I could do nothing.
Or you can ask for a very high consulting fee of, say, $1 million an hour. That's what I would.
Okay. Here's what I wrote. The enumeration required by the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, is, and there's a number there. Okay, how many people are at this household? So I'm just going to make that number up. The enumeration required by the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, is 10. All right? Next paragraph. Additional information requested in the 48-page American Community Survey may be available by contracting for consulting service at the hourly rate of $10,000 per hour with an 8-hour minimum to be paid in legal U.S. currency in advance. Further contact at this address begins that contract. That's it. So those are the options that I see at the moment for someone who has been fortunate enough to be asked how many Puerto Ricans live in their house. And I'm not picking on Puerto Ricans. Puerto Rico is a U.S. protectorate. I'm not picking on that at all. It could be how many Hawaiians. Well, actually, who are these people to ask the kinds of questions that they have asked? And let me tell you what they want to know. They want to know... we don't have enough time. But they want to know ancestry, citizenship, educational attainment, income, language proficiency, migration, disability, employment, housing characteristics. And this is information used by many public sector.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.